Northern State University is back at home this weekend, battling the Warriors of Winona State and the Mavericks of MSU Mankato. And this evening, we bring in the junior right here from Aberdeen. We're talking with the Golden Eagle from Aberdeen Central High School, Andrew Bergen. Thanks for coming in today, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, for sure. So a couple basketball questions, but the majority of this is totally randomness. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. So you started off your college career at UND. What was your time in Grand Forks like?
It was awesome. I mean, getting to learn from a guy like Sather, especially after all the success that he had here in Aberdeen and how much he meant to the Wolves here. It was really great to just go and learn from him. I've known him my whole life, so it was cool to get to play for him too, but I enjoy being back at home a lot.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up. What was it like playing for Coach Sather and learning from him?
Oh, it was awesome. It's just different little things that you get to pick up from different coaches throughout your time playing. You know, picking up stuff from Saul is cool. Picking up stuff from Sather was cool. Even in high school with different AAU coaches and our high school coach, Norberg, it was just fun learning from other coaches.
There you go. So how did Paul Sather kind of help improve your game?
You know, he just kind of wanted to get me stronger to start. He knew I could shoot from outside and wanted to focus more on getting inside presence more known. So he wanted to really put me into the weight room and then just work on stuff down low, because you can go and shoot by yourself at any point, but you need another person to help you in the post battling with you. So
would he give you like a cake or something like that, freshman 15?
I wish it was that easy. It was more like a protein shake that was 5 pounds heavier every time you put it in. So
that's one way to do it. I would go the route of the cake and just extra food, but you know, everyone has their own thing. So what brought you back home to Aberdeen eventually?
My time in Grand Forks, a lot of the freshman class left, and I didn't want to start over with a whole new group up there, so wanted to transfer, and then Northern came along, and it was kind of a no-brainer to come back home, especially with the group that they still had that just prior left, and then I kind of knew that we were going to get Sam when he did enter the portal, so getting able to play with him was a great learning experience, and then Caleb Walton Blandon, getting to play with him, played against him in high school. He was a great 3-and-D guy, just great overall player. So I knew we'd have a good group coming back in.
So you mentioned, obviously, you played for Coach Norberg at Aberdeen Central. What was your time at Central like back in the day?
It was fun. I mean, it was rough after that first year. You know, you make it to the state championship with a good group of guys, and you expect to have everyone back, and then you have a guy that made the all-tournament team decide he didn't want to play basketball anymore. So there's a hiccup thrown into it right away. And then, you know, it just started off rough and then lost on a buzzer beater to Moores in the play-in tournament. And they went on to win the state final. So, I mean, it all worked out then. But it was a really fun experience, especially getting to play with my brother and playing with all his buddies and getting to learn from them, especially being so young.
So what was it like being the young buck there with your older brother? Because I remember when I was a kid back in the day, we used to play, you know, football on the playground, and I was always the younger brother. My brother was like kind of the big man on campus, but I was actually the better athlete. I know that's hard to believe. I was actually a pretty decent athlete back in the day. But what was that like playing under your brother? Kind of a cool deal.
You know, it was really fun. We had played with each other a lot. I joined up on their teams quite a bit to play with them, just to sit the bench and get in when they're up 20 at the end of games type thing.
But sure.
No, there was a few days where you'd catch an elbow from him and not want to get a ride home with him, or, you know, just battling with him all day. So it was really fun.
Good old-fashioned brotherly rivalries. Those are always classic. So you also played soccer at Central. Why did you ultimately choose basketball?
You know, I wanted to play soccer there for the longest time. I played all the way up until my 7th grade year. AAU just got too much, was traveling too much for basketball-wise, so I quit. And then a lot of my buddies that I'm still friends with played soccer in high school, and they said, just come out, it's not going to hurt anything. So I went out for it, ended up playing with them for the whole year, making the state tournament with them. Senior year, I had hurt my ankle over the summer playing basketball, and I was like, well, hopefully let's just get this healed up before basketball season and not hurt it anymore. So then I quit, but it was an awesome experience. Coach Cogley is one of the best soccer coaches that I've ever been around in the state of South Dakota has ever been around. So he goes to a state championship almost every year that he was coaching, which is unbelievable to say.
So typically, really tall guys play center back.
Yep.
You played defense as well then?
I played center back. When we did scout against the other team, I was usually the striker, which Oddly enough.
Going forward at 6 foot, were you always 6 foot eight? I mean, obviously you weren't, but I mean, in high school, were you about, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Started off freshman year at like 6'4", then heading into like junior year, I ended up getting to 6'7", which really helped.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I was, I think, 5'8 or 5'9 when I first started my high school mm-hmm. career, and then one summer I'd sprouted up to like 6'1". So, I mean, like, all my shoes were all way too small, and all my shorts were way too small, and, you know, it was, that kind of takes me back. Worst all-time sports injury, what do you have?
Broke my wrist the final game of my junior year against O'Gorman. Came off of a screen and started backpedaling and tripped over someone's foot, put my arm out to protect it, and just broke my wrist. That was definitely the worst pain I've ever been in.
Did you know immediately that it was broken?
I didn't know it was broken right away, but I knew something wasn't right with it.
So it wasn't
whether it was a sprain or whether it was broken, but I knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, for sure. So what's your all-time favorite basketball memory? Could be in high school, could be in college, could be as a little kid maybe shooting in your front yard with your brother or something like that. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory?
They have this one tournament. I think it's just between like Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, and North Dakota called the Pace Setter. And if you won your state one, there was two teams that got to go from each state, and you'd get to go and play in the Target Center.
Mm.
So that was a really cool experience. And then I actually won it a few times with my brother's team, so that was even cool getting to play basically the whole day out on the Target Center. So
you literally set the pace.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. So whenever you post or dunk somebody, what's that like for you?
It's awesome. It's a great feeling. There's nothing better.
You got a couple of those this year, huh?
Yeah. Probably have more in my college career than I did my whole high school career.
What's your favorite one so far?
Probably the one against Mary this year.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball pass for Michael Nile in the corner. Bergen, a baseline drive. He's going to flush it with two hands over Brock Hefner. Break out the paper and put him on a poster. That was gorgeous.
So you've also kind of developed that little left-handed hook shot. How long did it take you to kind of develop that shot?
Actually been a lefty most, like, not shooting-wise, but everything I do, like, dribbling-wise and making a move is usually towards my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels kind of natural.
Huh. So you're kind of ambidextrous, sort of, kind of?
Yep.
Gotcha. So do you write lefty then, or?
No, I just, everything feels fine. Am I doing anything with my left hand feels fine, so.
Wow, good for you. I'm all righty. And you asked me to do something with my left hand, I can wave. That's literally about it. So obviously the season hasn't gone the way you'd like it to this point. How do you guys kind of salvage this thing going forward and kind of get this thing continued on the right direction? Because a nice win against Crookston, how can you guys kind of use that to kind of keep this thing rolling a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we got two good teams coming in here, which are both ahead of us. And a win over Winona would really put us in a good position. You know, you could see Mankato kind of underestimate us at some point maybe and hopefully sneak out a win against them. But we've went on 3 out of 4 these last four, and it's really just everyone's starting to feel better about where we're heading. You can kind of see more excitement in all the players, more energy among all the players. So just playing with more energy will give us a bigger boost on both ends of the floor against all the teams that we have coming up.
Energy and confidence always a big deal. Funniest player on the team?
Oh, gotta be Kobe Bush.
Why so?
He's just goofy. He's goofy the whole time that he's on the court, off the court, just easily the funniest player.
Yeah, whenever he gets off the bus, he just sounds like an 80-year-old guy just standing up, just, oh. Just everything's all labored. Everything's all very laborsome with him, but I gotta get him on the program at some point. Who's your favorite person at Northern State University?
Probably Jackson Mone or Trey Longstreet. I see them the most, I would say, throughout campus and just in my daily life in general. And those two are just really good dudes in general.
Favorite road trip so far that you've taken?
I thought the Missouri one was fun. I always think the first road trip is the most fun. Missouri Western has a really nice facility and it's fun to play in. And those teams that we both played down there were amazing. So I think that was the most fun so far.
Obviously, unfortunately, didn't get a chance to go with you guys, but I've heard it's a pretty cool place down there. So that's all the basketball questions I've got for you. So you're double jointed. How did you learn that you were double jointed?
My elbow's just been weird. My knees, usually when like someone hyperextends it, they're out for a while or like they're in some pain, but I can push my knee back all the way. So it's like a curve basically from my toe up to my hip.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's how I found out.
Wow. So that just, it happened kind of naturally in a game, or you're out on the playground or something and it happened and you're like, oh, I don't feel pain. Like, how did that even happen?
Well, I always got like told I sit weird when I like have my legs crossed on like something out in front of me, and it's because like my knees dip down.
Okay.
So I never really thought anything of it, and then someone took a picture of it one day, and I was like, yeah, that doesn't look normal, but like it doesn't bother me at all. So,
do you ever gross people out with that sort of thing?
Yeah. A few of the teammates this year have said, like, that's disgusting how you can just stand there with your knees like that and not feel anything.
Yeah, I'd rather not see it personally, and obviously this is radio after all. No one can see it either, but thank goodness for that. Pre-game superstitions, do you have anything up your sleeve at all, or not so much?
No, not really. I just go out and play.
So obviously you're from Aberdeen. What's your favorite part of the Hub City?
I really enjoy the two close lakes that we have here and all the other lakes that we have around here. And I also enjoy that we're not the smallest town ever, but we're not the biggest town ever. So like if you do go to Sioux Falls or a Fargo or a Minneapolis, it kind of feels like more of a vacation than mm-hmm. a just duty to go there.
So are you a pretty big outdoors guy then, or not so much?
Yeah,
or?
Yep, I love being outdoors.
Avid hunter, fisherman?
No, not really hunting and fishing. More like activities, like being out on the boat, jet skiing, tubing, that type of stuff.
There you go. Least favorite part of Aberdeen?
Probably the cold weather. I enjoy the snow, but I just don't enjoy the negative 20 with wind blowing right at you wherever you're going.
Totally fair. So knock on wood, hopefully we don't have any more of that coming up this year. It's been a pretty mild winter, honestly. Mm-hmm. Been all about that. New year, new me, or new year, same Andrew Bergen? Any New Year's resolutions?
Nope, none.
Nothing. Okay. What are you currently binge watching right now on Netflix or Hulu or something else?
I just got done watching Ballers, the one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sure. How was that?
So it was really good. So now I'm trying to find something to watch right now.
Was that on HBO?
Yep, HBO, and then I just saw they put it on Netflix last night, so.
Gotcha, okay. Favorite app on your phone right now?
Would have to be X or Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. What's your greatest strength? What's your greatest weakness?
Greatest strength, I would say I'm able to learn a lot of stuff on the fly and can remember it for a while. Weakness is half blind, so.
Really?
Yeah.
In both of your eyes, or?
Nope, just one. I got a lazy eye in one, so.
Really?
Yep.
I can't even tell. Were you born like that, or?
Yep, always had it. Should be wearing contacts, but I just don't.
So it's kind of blurry then, or?
No, not really blurry. It's just my one eye is really dominant, so you don't really even notice the other one.
No, I certainly haven't. Okay, cool. Kind of interesting. So when you were a kid, what was one thing that you really wanted for your birthday growing up?
I remember wanting a new bike really bad. I don't know why a bike, but that's just what I wanted, and I had my heart set on it for like 3 years straight.
Like a mountain bike kind of thing, or?
It was a Redline, just like a BMX bike. I don't know why I wanted a BMX bike so bad, considering I was 6 foot at the time, but, you know, it all worked out.
Did you ever do the Aberdeen BMX over here?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I would probably, like, break something if I drive that over there. What's one thing you're really good at? Don't say basketball. We know you're a good basketball player, but what's one thing you're really good at?
I like to think I'm good at video games, but some of my friends proved me wrong in that, so I'm better than the average person at video games, I would say.
Big 2K guy then, or?
Madden recently. Mm-hmm. A lot of Madden, but used to be 2K a lot.
For sure. What's one thing you're really bad at?
Cooking.
Can't cook, huh?
I can cook the frozen meals and that ramen and that type of stuff, but I can't sit there and just cook something on the fly.
That's going to be something you're going to have to work on at some point in time in your life. Any tattoos for Andrew Bergen?
I have two of them. I have one for my family on my inner arm, and then me and some of my roommates went and got our house number tattooed on our leg just so we would have each other.
Okay, so just in case maybe you get
maybe
lost,
we forget,
or something?
Yeah, on the way home from the zoo or something.
Interesting. All right, so let's say Hollywood's making a movie about Andrew Bergen. What's it called, and who plays you? And you can't play yourself. It's not possible. I know that you'd probably play yourself better than anybody else, but who plays you?
I would say the person who plays me is Ryan Reynolds, just because that's one of my favorite actors.
Okay. He makes a good gin, by the way. Aviation gin. Yep. It's pretty good stuff.
It would be about just a documentary about my life, and to keep it simple, it would just be called Andrew's Life.
Snapchat, what's your longest streak that you've got going on right now?
I used to be really good at keeping streaks, but now I'm getting to the point where I'm never on my phone, or at least on Snapchat, but probably 500 days with someone, maybe. I don't know.
That's pretty solid. Have you had any paranormal experiences?
Yeah, my dad sent me to clean out this one house for one of his buddies. And it was an older house, and I was in there by myself and was cleaning out the basement. And I started walking up the stairs, and I heard a door slam behind me down in the basement. So I just dropped what I had in my hand and walked out the door and never went back in there.
Holy cow, did you ever figure out what happened down there? Maybe it was just a burst of wind or something like that? Or
yeah, that's probably what it was, but I wasn't going back to check it out.
No, I probably wouldn't either. What's in Andrew Bergen's fridge right now at home?
I got Jack's Pizza. I got corn dogs, pizza rolls, some fries.
All the healthy stuff.
Yep. Some milk. That's about it.
There you go. That's what I'm going to do. No, like apples or oranges or anything like that?
Not a huge fruit guy.
Not a big fruit guy. Okay. If you could be a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Flying. Save me a lot of money on airfare.
Yeah, that's a good point. What motivates you?
Probably my family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my friends and family. Just seeing that they like enjoy watching me play and want to see me succeed, it's probably what motivates me the most.
Yeah, I get that. What makes you angry? What fires you up? Is there a certain pet peeve that you've got that whenever it happens, you're just ready to pop off?
I'm a really like neat freak, so I just hate when I walk in and something's just a pit, like super messy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably a big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, makes sense. If you were a t-shirt, what color would it be and what phrase would it say on there? Or a word or two or something like that.
Probably black and ball is life or something.
There you go. Any phobias?
Nope.
Nothing. So like mice, snakes, doesn't freak you out?
I don't like enjoy snakes, but I don't. To the point where...
You're not afraid of them?
Yeah, so to say.
Okay, gotcha. Best prank you've ever pulled on somebody? Are you a big prankster or not so much?
Yeah, I used to be, but I've kind of toned down away from that. I don't know, my pranks are more just like telling people something, like telling them a lie and just seeing how long I can get them to go with it until they actually like catch on that it's not true at all.
Sure, okay. So Jackson Mone walks through the door. He's wearing a sombrero. What are the first words coming out of his mouth?
What are you wearing? And why do you have that on?
Fair. All right, next up, I got a segment called This or That. Winning in a blowout or winning in the last minute?
Winning a blowout.
I think you're the first person that said winning in a blowout. Most people say winning in the last minute.
I just like to be able to feel like calm and don't want to be going the whole entire game. I'd much rather just see everyone get to enjoy a win.
Yeah, just throttling somebody. Snow or rain?
Rain.
Slam dunk or a three-pointer?
Slam dunk.
Even though the three is worth more?
Yes.
Because it's kind of a momentum sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, it gets everyone on the team going a little bit. You can see more excitement going from a lot of people, unless it's a big-time three then.
Yeah, I get that. Game-winning shot or a game-saving block?
For me, probably block.
I knew you'd say that. I'm glad you said that. Grass stain or a turf burn?
Grass stain.
Interception or fumble recovery? Just had the Super Bowl here this last weekend.
Interception.
Okay. Nachos or French fries?
French fries.
Truth or dare?
Depends on the day, but usually probably truth.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought you'd say dare, especially getting the tattoo of the house number.
No, some of my friends would make me do some crazy stuff, so probably truth to be safe.
That's a good point. Ice bath or hot tub?
Ice bath.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Soup or sandwich?
Sandwich.
Handshake or knuckles?
Knuckles.
Big party or a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Rock and roll or country music?
Country.
You're in your bathroom. Do you put the toilet paper over the roll, or does the toilet paper come under the roll?
Over.
It's got to be over, right? Some people say under.
Over.
It's kind of weird, yeah. Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
Usually I use the turn signal, but sometimes you get lazy and just kind of forget.
I was going to say, like a true Aberdonian.
Yep.
Just no turn signal for you. I could see that. Smart or funny?
Funny.
Technology or nature?
depends on the season. Usually, summer, out nature for sure, but winter, technology.
Okay. Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
King of the Hill or American Dad?
American Dad.
Halloween or Christmas?
Christmas.
Early riser or a night owl?
Night owl.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Skittles.
Okay. Cold shower or a 5K run?
Cold shower.
Scarlett Johansson or Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads, something different?
Brunettes.
Going with brunettes. Okay. Final segment, word association. I'll toss a word or a phrase out there. Just whatever comes to your mind, just come out and say it, okay? It can be a full sentence for you. It could be just whatever comes to your mind.
Yep.
Game day.
Fun.
Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Boring.
Leader.
Sam Mastin.
Northern State University.
Best in Division II.
3-point shot.
Awesome.
Slam dunk.
Better.
Post Malone.
Great music.
Kanye West.
Good artist.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Best team.
Kobe Bryant.
Greatest two guard of all time.
Okay. Michael Jordan.
Second greatest two guard of all time.
So you're taking Kobe over Michael?
Yes.
How come? Just your era?
Yeah.
Sort of kind of thing?
Just actually got to see him play.
Okay, I gotcha. The Circus.
Great wing spot.
Pounders.
Great burger joint.
The Zoo.
Fun on Saturdays.
Death metal music.
Awesome to lift to.
Home Alone.
Good Christmas movie.
The Polar Express.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, there you go. Your fuzzy shoes. I knew I had to ask you about those.
Very comfortable.
I can't believe your feet don't sweat in those things.
Nope.
Blows my mind. All right. Country music.
Awesome.
Jackson Mone.
Amazing player.
Josh Dilling.
Great shooter.
Gus Reedy.
Great shooter and great person in general.
Michael Nile.
Athletic.
Toby Obiora.
Long and athletic.
Connor Libus.
Funny.
Trey Longstreet.
Down to earth.
Isaiah Hagen.
Funny.
Kobe Bush.
Goofy.
Brent Norberg.
Leader.
Trey Wright.
Funny.
Josh Vaughn.
Funny.
Head coach Saul Phillips.
Different. Likes to be, I don't know, you never know what you're going to get with him.
Okay, there you go. And finally, you.
Sometimes I like to say quiet, but probably obnoxious to most people.
Really?
It just depends on the group I'm with.
Obnoxious, huh?
Sometimes.
Okay, interesting. Want to say hello to anybody who's listening out there, family, friends, to kind of wrap things up a little bit?
Hi, Mom, Dad.
That's it?
Yep.
All right. No love for the brother, huh?
Nope.
Just Mom and Dad?
Yep.
Just Mom and Pops. There you go. That's our latest installment of Pack Chat with Andrew Bergen. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.